Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Kelly Ash. He is a research assistant with the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be on.
So you've been doing some research on workforce job vacancies in rural Minnesota, or what's going on with all that?
Yeah, that's correct. So as some of you may know, the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development actually puts out a survey twice a year to all businesses in the state of Minnesota, kind of trying to get a gauge of how many job vacancies there are. And they've been doing this since 2000, and in 2005 they refined it. And so no one's kind of taken a comprehensive look at these job vacancies through the lens of kind of a rural Minnesota person, probably in the past 5 to 10 years, and there's been a lot of changes. And so we went ahead and analyzed all the data to kind of see what were some of the trends in looking at job vacancies. And what we found is that in greater Minnesota, as probably many of the listeners know and business owners surely know, is that we're facing an unprecedented number of job vacancies across greater Minnesota. Now, there's a lot of conversation about, okay, what kinds of jobs are these? You know, are they low paying or where are they at? And so let's just kind of demystify some of this stuff that we hear on the ground and what's actually happening when we look at the data. So there's a couple things. There are a large number of job vacancies in greater Minnesota, but when looking at that compared to the Twin Cities metropolitan area, what some people might find surprising is that the greatest growth in job vacancies has actually been in greater Minnesota, not the Twin Cities. Maybe that isn't a surprise because some of you may know some of the demographic trends of people aging. We have an older workforce in greater Minnesota. Some of them are retiring and moving on. And so that's causing some problems. We don't have enough people to back it up. And so there's more and more job vacancies every year being added to the market, and they can't quite fill them. A couple other things that are interesting about the trends when we look at it, a lot of people talk about wages. Well, the wages are so much better in the metropolitan areas than compared to the greater Minnesota. And that's still true today, that the wages for job vacancies in the Twin Cities are higher. But the gap between the Twin Cities and all the other regions throughout greater Minnesota have actually closed, and they're getting closer and closer to one another. And the greatest increase in wages for job vacancies has actually occurred in most regions in greater Minnesota and not as high in the Twin Cities metropolitan area. And I think a lot of people are kind of surprised by that.
Indeed, it is. Well, so that would be good news for people who are currently unemployed and maybe looking for work in greater Minnesota.
Yeah, you nailed it. I kind of write in this report, which we haven't released yet, will be hopefully over the next month or so. We kind of write in there that it's actually a great time to be a part of the workforce or searching for a job because there's a lot of good opportunities across the state. And it's not just focused on one occupation or industry. It's really across the board. There's openings all over the place in a lot of different regions.
Kelly, always a pleasure talking with you and getting updates on the research that you do.
Thanks, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Kelly Ash, a research assistant with the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.